Dreamscape presents Work Your Money, Not Your Life, How to Balance Your Career and Personal Finances to Get What You Want by Roger Ma and Jennifer Ma, narrated by Roger Ma.
Introduction. On paper, everything seemed to be falling into place for me. I was in my late 20s, living in the center of Manhattan, thriving at a top investment bank, dining at Michelin-starred restaurants, and traveling to stunning international destinations. This is why I'd worked so hard through high school and college, to be able to live this dream life. But on the inside, something didn't feel right. Work and money were at the heart of my struggles, despite the fact that I had what was considered a good job and ample savings. Most mornings, I'd hear my alarm and dread having to go into the office. My hours were long and unpredictable, often stretching into the late evenings, some early mornings, and most weekends. The grueling schedule meant missing friends' birthday parties, canceling dates, and having little time to relax or recharge. The actual nuts and bolts of my job were far from being glamorous. Even worse, the work I did on a day-to-day basis didn't align with my interests. This was definitely not how I had imagined my career unfolding. But ironically, at the same time that I was trying to figure out how to right the ship and change my situation, others were reaching out to me for advice on how to get on the same path I was on, leaving me confused about what, if anything, I should do to improve my job. When it came to personal finance, I was no better off. As the child of immigrant parents, I had always been good at saving, sometimes to an extreme. And I certainly wasn't living paycheck to paycheck. Yet money stressed the heck out of me. In fact, anytime I wasn't doing work, I was probably freaking out about some aspect of my finances. Along the way, I made all of the textbook money mistakes. For starters, I was overwhelmed easily. I remember looking blankly at the 25 different investment options available in my 401k plan, without the faintest idea of how to even begin figuring out my investment strategy. After agonizing over the decision for months, I decided to throw in the towel and simply put my money equally into four mutual funds that sounded good. I also sought financial guidance from the wrong people, like when I would listen to talking heads on TV to get clues on the direction of the stock market. Even worse, I'd use their often inaccurate predictions to time when I should move my money around. In short, rather than being in control of my finances, I let my finances control me. Over the last decade, I've gradually made the necessary changes to pave a path that fits my interests.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?